Violet Sky Media presents. Hairy Yarns is a scripted horror podcast featuring original creepy tales inspired by real-life occurrences, legends, and myths. In each episode, we perform an original fictional script that is based on, inspired by, or reminiscent of an existing true story. Sometimes, the inspiration is a real, true crime. At other times, the inspiration is from myths or legends that are known, but unproven. In the case of this episode, our inspiration comes from a ghost story based on real people and a real location in California. It's the story of the secrets that can live within the walls of buildings, especially ones filled with drama and circumstance. So, for the next 12 minutes or so, sit back and enjoy episode 5, To Be or Not To Be, written and performed by Anthony Purnell, along with myself, Tal Anderson, and my co-host, Kayla Cromer. After the story, be sure to stay on to discover all the details surrounding the real-life ghost story that inspired this Hairy Yarn. Hairy Yarns is produced by Violet Sky Media and is performed and pre-recorded in Los Angeles, California.
This isn't going to be easy. How old is the thing anyway?
Uncle Tony?
Up here, Jenna. Take a right and come up the stairs.
Uncle Tony? Ooh, what's up here? Cool.
Hey, Jenna. You made it.
Ah! Keep your hands to yourself. I'll hug you later after you get that gunk off your hands.
Oops. Sorry. Hand me that rag. It should be in that box over there. So why the unexpected but welcomed visit? Just coming to check out my new projects?
Seriously? You weren't expecting me? Mom told me you said you would help me with my school play. She didn't ask you, did she? Ugh, she's so busy these days.
No, she did ask.
But honestly, she could have asked you in her dreams and thought it really happened. She does that.
I just didn't know if that was code for something or you really needed my help.
Help is code for help, Uncle Tony. And I need as much as I can get. Plus, now that you own this super cool theater, I can even practice being on stage, right?
That's what it's for. Acting. Well, and Saturday movie matinees. So what do you think? It's pretty awesome, right?
Well, other than it smelling like grandma's closet, it's not bad.
Come on now.
Okay, yeah. It really is amazing. It looks like a lot of really cool stuff happened under this roof.
Oh yeah, this place is filled with nothing but history. Broken history. But lots of stories holding it together.
Well, can you help me?
Can you give me another hour or so? I really need to get this thing working, and I've almost figured it out. The theater troupe asked to use it in their play. I don't know why. They said it will set a retro tone. Whatever that means, it's over my head.
Well, can I look around till you're ready?
Oh, yeah. Explore away. Some of the actors should be showing up soon. They're always here early. Oh, maybe they can help you until I'm done.
Okay.
Just tell them you're my niece.
Cool.
Be careful, though. You know this place is haunted, right?
Very funny. There's no such thing as ghosts, Uncle Tony.
No, seriously, be careful. Not of ghosts, of the ceiling falling in. This place is ancient.
So, no ghost? Good.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Ha ha. Okay, I can't concentrate in here, so I'm gonna go look around. These seats look like death traps. How did a cat get in here? Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hi, kitty. Where are you?
You really shouldn't call out for things you can't see.
What the?
You have no idea what you might unleash in this theater.
Where did you come from? Oh my god, you scared the shit out of me!
Where do any of us come from?
Okay?
We're all just lights, floating through never-ending darkness, hoping to find out more than ourselves.
Oh, you're an actor. My uncle owns this place. He's an actor too. Actually, so am I. He said you guys are using the old projector in your play, if he can get it working, that is. He's fixing it right now. I'm Jenna.
My name is Kate. Do you happen to know where the powder room is?
Actually, I don't. Sorry, it's my first time here, but I can help you find it. Are you here early for rehearsal? Do you think you can help me run lines for the audition I'm doing?
Yes, of course, but I need to find the powder room.
Awesome! Okay, let's see. It's probably in the lobby, right? I think I passed the upstairs lobby back there. Come on, this way.
He should be careful, you know.
Huh? What do you mean?
With the projector. Your uncle should be careful. The last guy went mad trying to fix it. Some things just want to stay broken.
I mean, I guess, but it's a theater, so he's probably gonna need to get it running, right? Are you okay? That looks pretty bad, like you scratch yourself a little. I can look at it if you want, or try to find a first aid kit.
No, sometimes I scratch. There was a cat here, and it must have scratched me, or I'm allergic.
Yeah, I heard it too. I called, but it wouldn't come to me.
Where is the powder room?
I think it's back there. I'll wait for you here, and we can run lines when you're done. Does that work?
Yes, pardon me. We can read your script in a bit. I can do that.
Great. You go, and I'll run and let my uncle know that you're here and you're gonna help me. I'll be right back. Uncle Tony? Kate is here!
What's that?
She's gonna help me with my lines for a bit.
Yeah, you have fun. I'm almost done. And watch out, the theater has...
Got it! I will!
The theater has ghosts. I know.
It never changes. It's always the same.
What? I let my uncle know you were helping me.
I used to be very well known. I was a star.
Oh, well, I'm sure people haven't forgotten. Once a star, always a star, right? Did you find the restroom?
No, I did not. We should go. We should go. Do you think we should go?
If you need to use the restroom, you really should go, yes.
I should. What play are you reading for?
Macbeth. It's for school.
Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets, his hour upon the stage. It then is heard no more. Is it a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing?
That's what I'm reading now. Wow, that was good.
You never say the name of that play in the theater. It angers the spirits. We call it the Scottish play. Do you understand?
I heard that in class, but... I don't believe in superstition. I just believe in the art and the craft.
Acting is a superstition. You are crafting a spirit and letting it take over you. If you're lucky, the spirit lets you go.
Okay, so you've done the play before.
We should go. Should we go?
Yeah, you should. We can run lines in the lobby when you're done.
We should go.
Come on. Well, I was sure I passed the lobby up here. And I swear there was a sign for the restrooms. There's probably one downstairs too. Let's go down and find one in that lobby. Plus, I haven't looked around the first floor yet.
Can we take the elevator?
There's an elevator here? I didn't think there was.
It's over there in the back of the lobby.
Is that it? It's super small and looks really old. I don't know.
Two people can easily fit. Also, just because something is old doesn't mean it won't work.
Okay, but...
Screw your courage to this sticking place and will not fail.
After this, you're helping me with my lines. Then we're taking the stairs back up.
We should go.
Here goes nothing.
Present fears are less than horrible imagings.
That's from the play, right? So you done Mac... Sorry. Have you done the Scottish play before?
Yes. Many moons ago. The pressure of the play... It had to be right. be right. What was right? I had given it my all. I bled for that play. But they wanted more. Am I even trying? Of course I'm trying. And yet, do I fear thy nature?
Are you okay? I don't think you should scratch your arm that hard. Look, it's bleeding.
I just need to find the powder room. I'll be fine.
Okay, should be somewhere out off of the lobby. Man, this place is way bigger than the outside.
I remember now. It's on the left, down the hall.
Okay, you're right. Look, look, there's a sign. Take a right. Man, it's really dark down here.
Dark and lonely.
Well, hopefully not for much longer. The theater opening is in a couple of months. Hey, maybe the cat is down here.
You say you don't believe in ghosts, and that you're not superstitious, even with a cursed play in your hands. Do you know the story of the satyr? Come, you spirits that tend on mortal thoughts.
Well, I know it's old, and that people say it's haunted, but it's just a theater. The ghosts aren't real. Even the stories on stage are make-believe. Nothing in here is real, except the building. Listen, do you hear that? It's the cat.
Everything is real. Long ago, there was a girl. She had a part in a play, a Scottish play. She was excited. She was scared. And there were so many people in the audience. She felt like there was no release, no passage to remorse.
Ow! Ow! What the hell? Let go of my arm! Get off of me! Help! Uncle Tony!
Stop fighting. You can't win. Come with me to the powder room. She went to the powder room to regain her composure.
What are you talking about? Kate, I'm not joking. This is not funny. Here, hey, let me go.
In the powder room, she fixed the problem. She pulled out her sewing
kit
and used her scissors to clip a thread. And then she slipped and fell.
Please.
And the scissors cut her.
Kate, your arm. It's really bleeding now.
The girl was mesmerized by the blood, and it was exhilarating to watch it pumping out onto the cold floor.
Please!
So she cut herself again until make thick my blood.
Kate, I don't want to go in the bathroom. Let me go. We don't need to go into the bathroom. You can go if you need to, but I don't.
What's done cannot be undone.
Jenna, where are you at?
Uncle Tony, help! I'm downstairs! Let me go!
Feel lucky, because the spirits have let you go.
Oh my god, what is happening?
What do you mean? What happened? I finished the projector, and I was coming to help you rehearse.
No, Kate! I mean, Kate, she let me go! We need to get out of here! She's still in the theater!
Who's Kate?
What? I told you, she's helping me run lines!
Honey, there's nobody here.
No, I know! She's down the hall over there in the ladies' room!
Jenna, there's only one set of bathrooms in the theater, and they're upstairs in the back of the lobby.
No, we were back there and there are no bathrooms. The elevator's back there.
Elevator? There's no elevator in this theater. Come here, why don't you sit down?
What? We took it down, she was here. She's the ghost.
There's no such things as ghosts, Jenna.
But, Uncle Tony.
These juggling fiends, no more believed.
So that was To Be or Not To Be, episode 5 of the season 1 of the Harry Yarns podcast. I'm Kayla Cromer.
And I'm Tal Anderson. To Be or Not To Be was written by Anthony Purnell, who also played Uncle Tony, along with Kayla as Kate and myself as Jenna.
This Harry Yarn was inspired by a real haunted location, the Rialto Theater in South Pasadena, California.
Which is actually where Anthony lives.
Does he? I didn't know that. So that's why he chose this story. Anyway, the Rialto was originally built in 1924 and opened for the first time to the public in October 1925. However, in 1938, it suffered a giant backstage fire which closed the theater for several months. It opened and closed again many times over the years and even suffered another fire. In 1977, the theater even barely escaped being turned into a parking lot.
Then, in 2007, it closed again, but the building remained open. It was officially closed to the public in 2010, after part of the facade fell onto the sidewalk.
Did anyone die?
I don't know. I don't think so. But it didn't stay closed, and they couldn't tear it down because it was a historical building, so it was purchased again in 2014. I guess everyone had high hopes that it would be renovated and open for use as a theater again. But instead, ever since 2017, it's been used as a location for a church, so they must have fixed the dangerous stuff at least.
But all throughout its history, there have been allegations that the theater is haunted, right? So a lot of people have reported seeing and feeling the stall shake in the ladies' bathroom and hearing whispers. And others say that the theater is haunted by a cat.
And people have said that they've seen the cat and heard the cat.
Yeah, which makes you wonder about, because maybe they saw and heard an actual cat, like a live cat, not a ghost. But many people over several decades have reported seeing it. And it's recorded that the theater's mascot used to be a cat who roamed the premises and would brush up against customers' legs. So, I don't know.
We also read about countless accounts of a dark figure gliding from the stage through the theater, disappearing in the lobby. And I have to say, if I was sitting in my seat and watched some guy float down from the stage and down the aisle, that would be pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, I'd follow him. But those aren't the only ghosts that haunt the Rialto. Apparently, many people have died in the theater over the years, and in particular, there was a girl who allegedly slit her wrist in the ladies' room before walking up the balcony and bleeding to death.
Yeah, that's the creepiest one. I mean, why would you do that in the theater? If you want to kill yourselves, it seems weird to do it in a public place. I wish we had more details on that.
I mean, we could go to the Rialto and ask her for ourselves.
Hey, good idea!
I think the creepiest story is the man who went insane inside the projector booth. We couldn't find any details about why he went insane, only that he did. And it's also unclear if the dark figure is actually the projector guy or someone else. But was he insane before he started working in the projector room? Or did the job drive him insane?
Maybe it was the noise or some chemical he had to smell all the time or something. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess we'll never know.
I guess not.
Well, we hope you enjoyed episode 5 and our first episode of 2023 of the Harry Yarns podcast. To be or not to be. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite service and follow us on Instagram at the Harry Yarns podcast for new episode releases.
And please also follow Kayla and I at the Tal Anderson and at Kayla Cromer Official. Thanks so much for listening and stay safe. Bye, everyone.
Talk to you soon. A special thank you to Adobe, SAG-AFTRA, and to the writer of this episode, Anthony Purnell. Harry Yarns is produced in Los Angeles by Violet Sky Media, and audio production is done by Tal Anderson.